a ceiling for waves. When we call out for another dream, the waves are brought astray. And so it was the fate of us, as the miller told his tale.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Sweet Fig. The show is It's All About Perspective. We'll talk to you in just a little bit, but for now, enjoy some music.
Into your bed. Leaving me this hopeless, sinking in your ocean, just like he designed me to do. Fall into your blue.
Sunrise in your bed, purple, yellow, red, only when it's you and me. Take me to the edge, drag me through your lens, show me what I need to see.
Fighting it is hopeless, sinking in your ocean, just like he designed me to do.
Alright, you just heard A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum, followed by Sexual by Zara Larsson. That's the Spotify Studio version of that song, and followed by Blue by John Bellion. Now, if you heard in that quick little intro, it's just me today, DJ Sweet Fig on the mic. Remy is not here. He's feeling a little tired, a little under the weather, you know. Everyone deserves a break in their life, so he's taking the day off. Remy, get some sleep, you know, feel better. You did a great job at filming today. We filmed for a little bit more of my short film. It was a long take that we worked on today. We did 12 takes, which is a lot of takes. Part of that doesn't count, like, you know, a take here or two, a take here or there. We have to stop, you know, because a plane would go overhead, and, you know, we can't use that take because, you know, when the people are watching it, the sound won't match up. So it'll sound really weird if you're in a house and there's a loud plane going overhead. So we had to do a lot of takes for that, so that was awesome. Thanks for sticking through that. And I think we got the shot. Very exciting stuff. And it makes me really appreciate, too. You know, I'm going to be talking about this more today, that's for sure. Last week, we started talking about how, you know, Game of Thrones, the premiere was this past weekend. I was trying to catch up. I watched, you know, a decent amount. I didn't catch all the way up, you know, to watch it right at 9 o'clock. That's okay. I'll definitely be caught up for the finale. But I got to see, you know, a lot of why the show was so popular, and it makes perfect sense. I knew that I was gonna love the show, and that's why I put off watching it. If that makes any sense, I was actually gonna watch it 2 years ago. I was gonna watch it over winter break. And my sister said that she wanted to watch it with me. And I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah, that'll work. But then, you know, it's difficult to coordinate schedules. So it just never worked out, and we never got to, she wanted to rewatch it, and I wanted to watch it for the first time. And it just didn't line up to watch it that winter break. Then I was going to watch it this past summer, over the summer break. And to be honest, I was more nerdy, and instead of watching shows during my free open time, or just, you know, getting home and relaxing a little bit, I would play some video games with friends of mine. I was in DC over the summer. It's a good way to stay in touch. That's a debate for another time, but I do think that playing some games like that online is a social event. And so I didn't work out, and then I always avoided watching it during the school year, because I knew that I would love it. I knew that I would really like it, and I didn't want to be watching an episode when I know that in reality I should be, you know, writing that essay, or I should be, you know, there's always something more you can do while you're in the 14 week, however long it is, sprint that it is the semester. So I never did it. And then my friends convinced me. They were like, Dylan, you know, this is going to be like, this is a monumental event, this show coming to a close, like one of the biggest events probably in TV history. The only thing to pass it up will probably be the finale. I say TV history because Endgame is coming out soon, and I need to catch up on the Marvel movies too. We'll talk about that. Why don't we talk about the Marvel movies and things like that in a little bit? We'll talk more about Game of Thrones. I can talk for forever on these things. I love, you know, FMS, film media, and entrepreneurship. Gotta add that in there. That wombo combo. But we got a lot to discuss and a lot of music to play. So let's throw on a couple more songs. Hope you liked that intro, a little talking over the music. Never tried that before. I think I've maybe done that once in the entire time that I've been doing the show since freshman year. So, you know, I'll listen to it back and see what we think about it, and maybe it'll become a staple for the next the next couple shows before we graduate. But hey, better late than never. That's all right. These things happen.
Today, I just wish you could feel what you say. Tight dress.
stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. So scared of what I can't understand, but here I am next to you. The sky is more blue in Malibu. Next to you in Malibu. Next to you. We watch the sun go down as we're walking. I'd spend the rest of my life just standing here talking. You explain the current as I just smile, hoping that you'll stay the same and nothing will change, and it'll be us just for a while. When I make a wish to swim away with the fish, 'cause it's supposed to be this high all summer long. I never would have believed you if 3 years ago you told me I'd be here writing this song, but here I am next to you. Sky so blue in Malibu. Next to you in Malibu. Next to you. Ah.
All right, you just heard I Don't Want to Be You Anymore by Billie Eilish, followed by Malibu by Miley Cyrus, followed by Electric Love by Borns. I think that's one of those songs that I didn't recognize back in, that Remy's played and I didn't recognize, and now I recognize it, and I think it is a great song. I've actually been listening to it, and Remy might not be here with us in body, but those were two of his songs that he's chosen to pick that we just didn't get around to playing yet. So you're helping me out today, Remy. We're both a little. This is the prepared unprepared show. We always have songs in case wherever, you know, something like today happens where we're both kind of, you know, tired, a little underprepared for a show. Although you never know, because we're professionals, unless I point it out to you, like right now. Of course, I did something I haven't done since sophomore fall, actually, back in the day of living in Latin Way. I sprinted over to the show. I got here in 7 minutes, which I'm a little less than, I'd say it's about a mile, about maybe a little less than a mile to run with a backpack on, with a sweatshirt and a windbreaker on at 3 a.m. I'm sure it looked really weird. I heard someone actually kind of like yell something, but I couldn't really hear what they were saying. And, you know, if TUPD, if you're listening, it was just me running across campus. Nothing too suspicious. Anyway, to following up on what we were talking about before, with, you know, Game of Thrones and Marvel movies and such, is I just wanna follow up and talk about that a little bit, because we spoke about it last week, spoke about it a little bit ago. You know, the work that goes into that is really amazing. We did. Yeah, so today we're trying to do a long take where there's no cutting, you know, it's like a 30-second shot, and with just one person. But in one, if first of all, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but everyone, you know, season 8's now out now, and I gotta catch up myself. But yeah, they're having a long take of like an entire fight scene, I can't even imagine. I was talking with my film professor today, my advanced filmmaking professor today, about something even simple as when Sansa gets married to Tyrion, and she's walking down the aisle with Joffrey. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just imagine, you know, basically a wedding scene set up in this like big castle situation, and they just, you know, something so simple as walking down the aisle is filmed so well. It's like there's tension in their walk because of the shots that they choose and everything. I was thinking to myself, like, how many times they must have reset the camera, like how many times the actors, they called cut and the actors went back up and then walked it again. You know, I brought this up to my professor because it stood out to me, just because the previous week he was talking about how, you know, the point of filming is to make the important, stretch out the important moments, and minimize the duller moments, you know, in life, in any moment in life that you're trying to bring attention to. And I thought that was a perfect example of it. And we talked about it in my little meeting with him, and it is, yeah, I touched on this the very end of the show last week. I'd love to hear what Remy thinks about it, but like, yeah, it's an interesting kind of position to be in when you're trying to make a short film. It's like, it's mildly frustrating, actually. I was again talking with my professor about this, that it's a weird thing to be watching. You know, I say Game of Thrones just because it's very relevant and in current events and everything. But any show, you know, The West Wing, The Office, The Good Place, all these shows, it's funny if you want to be able to make something like that, like, and I do, I wish I had that ability. It doesn't ruin my enjoyment of those shows because I love those shows. I love watching them. They're so entertaining. But sometimes it is mildly frustrating to be like, I it's hard to pull that off. And of course it's hard to pull it off. You know, there's teams of people working, like hordes of people working on these shows. But, you know, it all starts, you scale back to what you can do individually. And I think it all starts with the writing. You know, there's tension in that marriage scene of walking down the aisle because of what's been set up beforehand. There's, that's, I think it all starts with that. So, I do want to do one of those challenges where you just try to write like a short story every week for like an entire, for like maybe 3 straight months type of situation, see what comes out of it. Yeah, I do think writing is a skill, and it's something you can work on and you can get better at. So, yeah, I find it frustrating that right now I'm definitely not the most impressive writer or anything out there, but it's worth a shot if you think that you'd enjoy it. Yeah, I've always wondered if like these writers who have these crazy, you know, these crazy popular novels, crazy popular novels, crazy popular TV shows, if like being in their imagination is just, if they're like, is their imagination wild, or do they just have the skills? They've worked on those skills. You know, it's something that's been formed over time. George R. R. Martin's been writing the Game of Thrones books since, I think it was 1980 the first one came out. 1996, actually, sorry. I think 1996 is the first time the first book came out. Which, how is he not finished? Anyway, that's a whole different issue. But yeah, it's just interesting stream of consciousness thoughts. What's a better place to talk about them than WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio? I'm still recovering. I haven't actually done any cardio or anything like that in a long time. So that jog / sprint over here kind of got to me. I need to get back and shape myself. I'm playing tennis against the president of the club tennis team. I'm the president of the club tennis team now. Although we just had elections and the new president has been elected. And Darren Ting, you know, I want to say congratulations. I'm super happy that you're the president. I know you're going to do a great job. I'm playing the president of club tennis, the president who was the president of club tennis. There we go. When I was a freshman this weekend, and it's going to, I don't know, it'll be a cool thing to, you know, close out the chapter of your life of club tennis in college. And it's the last time that, you know, there'll be any like very competitive moment for me to play tennis, really, because in the real world, I'm not going to be going to tournaments and things, but I do see myself maybe joining a league or something and playing with people. It's a fun sport. I've spent a lot of time playing it in my life, so I'd like to continue doing that. So that depends on where I end up post grad, but baby steps, you know, we're figuring that out, we're working on it, and I'm excited to see what happens. Well, let's play a few more songs and I'll then talk to you soon. Can't get rid of me.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear.
shouldn't read. It looks like the end of history as we know. It's just the end of the world. Back to the street where we began. Feeling as good as love you could, you can. Into a place where thoughts can bloom. Into a room where it's 9 in the afternoon. Just the way that we do when it's 9 in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of the moon. You're good 'cause you can, so you do. We're feeling so good. Back to the street, down to our feet. Losing the feeling of feeling unique. Do you know what I mean? Back to the place where we used to stay. Man, it feels good to feel this way. Now I know what I mean. Back to the street, back to the place, back to the room where it all began. Back to the room where it all began. 'Cause it's 9 in the afternoon. So good, just the way that we do when it's 9 in the afternoon.
Just cool, every little thing that I do. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah, woke up feeling like a new James Dean. I comb my hair like an old school scene. I'm feeling high like a late night summer of last year. Yeah, standing there with the red dress on, yeah. I kill a queen like a young Jane Fonda. Is it me or am I just having a good year? Lately I've been feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do. Damn it, I feel so cool. It's like, ooh, maybe I should bottom my balls. Set them for a dollar or two. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Come comb my hair like an old school scene. When I grow up, I wanna be just like me. And lately I've been feeling so cool.
All right, you just heard Home by Philip Phillips, followed by Nine in the Afternoon by Panic at the Disco, followed by Cool by the Jonas Brothers. Nine in the Afternoon, yeah, we're playing some oldies but goodies. That one came across my shuffle relatively recently, and I was like, hey, I want to play that. You know, that's an oldie but a goodie, exactly what I said. Yeah, Cool by the Jonas Brothers. I guess their plan is to release singles as they go along, and then maybe once they've released all their singles, they'll probably release one or two more singles and then release an album, or they'll just release the entire album as singles and then release an album and then go on tour and, you know, do the cycle and everything. You know, I don't know, marketing things have changed, I don't know. Everyone's doing it differently, I feel like, these days with music. Some people are doing the single route. Some people are doing the album route. Some people are doing dropping an album out of nowhere. Some people market it the date that it's going to come out months in advance. You know, everyone's doing it their own way. I don't know if Chance still has no label, but, you know, I guess someone has no label. A lot of people do have labels. I kind of get it that, you know, if you get to... Well, I was going to say, actually, that he would get to keep all the money that he makes, but he doesn't make money off of his... Chance the Rapper, that is, that doesn't make any money off of his music. Because he sells it for free and then gets money off of the merchandise, which is an interesting... Oh, merchandise and the ticket sales. I wonder if ticket sales are actually a big portion of people's revenue when you're a singer like that. I'm not sure. I'll have to do some research and get back to you all. Anyway, I also wanna talk to you guys about, yeah, we talked about Marvel Endgame coming up. Big moments in like film and TV, and film and TV history right now is. Yeah, I'm so far behind on the Marvel things. I was watching it for a little bit, and then I got too far behind. I got behind, and then because I got behind, I got even further behind because I didn't want to... I needed to catch up, but now I literally... They're releasing movies at a faster rate than I've watched them, and it feels weird that they can do that, but... Yeah, I'm a little behind. I need to watch Winter Soldier. I need to watch Civil War. I need to watch Infinity War. I need to watch Black Panther. I need to watch Thor Ragnarok. I've got a decent amount to catch up on. But, you know, that's... I'm not complaining. I'm okay with having, you know, all... It's an interesting thing how what's changed. How people watch movies, how people watch TV shows... You know, in the old days, it used to be three channels. I say the old days. I was not around for these old days, but I've studied it. you know, there were three channels, and families sat down together to watch this family-friendly content. And it's moved more and more niche, where people, they watch what they want to watch, and it's almost hard to find mutual movies that you have seen with people. And talk about it with them. I think that's kind of an interesting thing that Marvel has been able to accomplish again, is having a lot of people be able to watch their movies and talk about them again. But yeah, other than them, it's definitely changed on the level of movies that people have seen or the TV shows people watch. I personally, Remy and I were talking about this actually. Right, we talked about it last week, that we don't love to actually like to watch things with people, kind of, you know, it's like a weird individual sport, kind of, we view it that way. It's kind of weird wording, but
you know, it's a weird thing. But yeah, I got a decent amount of things to catch up on. I don't mind that there's like too much. There's so much entertainment out there that there's no way you can watch it all. Like I always say, like there's so many shows to watch, so many movies to watch. But that's not a bad. You always have something. You always have something to fall back on. You always have something to go to watch. Which, hey man, if you always entertained. Not a bad place to be. Well, it's 52 on the hour. We got some housekeeping things to do. It's been a while since I've actually been the one to... I never liked reading the PSAs, and Remy liked them. So I went through like a very short period where I think I forgot mildly, unintentionally, to read the PSAs. But then Remy came on the show, and he liked reading them. So we got... But it's my turn today to read them. So two announcements. First is that here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO Medford or WMFO 91.5 FM for live music day. We've got bands between 9 a.m. and 9:40. We got the Cast Irons, 9:55 and 10:35. Anthony Kaczynski, 10:50 and 11:30. Peter Parchek, I'm sorry, Peter. 11:45 to 12:25. Danielle Miraglia with Lisa Bastoni, 12:40 to 1:20. Lily Black, 1:35 to 2:15. 62 Ghosts, 2:30 to 3:10. Will Daly, 3:25 to 4:05, Flight of Fire, and 4:20 to 5 o'clock, Celebutant. So, May 4th, live music day. Feel free to tune in anytime from 9 to 5 for some live music. Also, a public service message from the BostonScienceLectures.com. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's a great website to keep you up to date, and that's BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend. Some even give away free food as part of the event. So check out BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Excuse me, you've learned something new every day. Well, ooh, I timed that perfectly. It's 55 on the hour now, which means it's the perfect time to say that I've been DJ Sweet Fig. The show has been It's All About Perspective, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a few more songs to play for you guys. You know what? I want to play one song for you and check back in and say goodbye. This is actually a French song that I kind of forgot about for a couple of years, and I don't know why it just popped in my head, but I want to play for you, then I'll hop in, say goodbye, and toss one more song on for you. So let's go with that plan. Quand l'instant n'impressionnera plus personne.
derrière. Que fera ton corps les âmes affolant pour un peu plus qu'une belle image, pour que ses majestés ne soient plus tentées de retoucher leur bel âge.
You just heard Le Jour Après la Fin du Monde by Corneille, which means the day after the end of the world, which heard that song at my French immersion program where I took a oath to only speak French for 4 weeks, and I learned French extremely well and speak it pretty well now. It's been a while since I got a chance to practice it, but that's okay. Well, this has been a pleasure. I love doing the show. So, you know, we'll see you next week. We're at 59, 15 seconds left on the hour. I'm going to toss one more song on for you to head it out, and I will see you next week.